add these two particular pledges that you had to make. And the first thing I didn't quite pick up on it, and I had to just confirm that with Beck, and the first pledge was to pledge an oath under God. And then there was another pledge that it wasn't under God. So I just assumed that was for people that didn't believe in God. And I thought to myself, oh, well, that's quite interesting, like, that at least there's still some sense there in our country, that there's still a sense of God there. So that was nice to see. But then I was thinking to myself, what's my pledge for this year? You know, what's my pledge to our Lord? What can I pledge to Him? So last year, Beck and I stumbled across this particular novena. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was you, Mum, wasn't it? That got us onto it. It probably was, because Mum is just that prayer warrior, you know, she's always praying. Don't interrupt her. If she's praying and you call her, she'll go, yes, Mum, yes, what's your name? Yes. Oh, yeah, what's your name? I'm praying. Okay. So there you go. Don't interrupt her, she's praying. Lord help her. So yeah, we had some challenging times last year as a family, as a growing family. I was really having a difficult time in my work, my job situation. And I was just constantly surrounded by people that I know that there's a lot of gossip and all that sort of stuff goes with it in our everyday lives, that happens, but this was pretty bad, and I felt like I was really alone and in a dark place in my work. I just felt like it didn't matter what I did or said, it was going to come back to bite me. I felt like everyone was against me at work, and it was more like, I think I was more of a threat to these people because, it was very... it was a hard situation to deal with. So we felt that we needed to really pray hard, you know, put more into our prayer life, but as a thing together. We got put onto this particular Rosary Novena, which is it's quite a long name, but it's called the Miraculous 54 Day Novena. 54 days, yeah. What a commitment, but it's a good one, but we were praying this novena, so you basically have to pray the rosary every day. It is a commitment, guys, but you know what, sometimes when you just give you hand your life to God and you really pray and you have that consistent prayer time, especially when there's something about it when you're doing it with your family, like as a family unit, just the grace and the blessings we were feeling as we progress through this Rosary Novena. I think there was three things that we were praying for. The first was obviously my job scenario, that you know, God would lead me to a job that I would get a sense of fulfillment in my work, that I could really carry out the goals and where God really wanted me to be. And then what was the second one again? Is my wife here? What was the second one again? Homeschooling. We were discerning homeschooling. So Joel was in school last year, and we just had this sense that we potentially felt that the Lord might be calling us to do homeschooling. So I thought, okay. what is happening around us? What are you doing? So, for a long time, I always said no, the kids go on to school. I never felt that we would take on homeschool. And then the third intention was that hopefully God willing one day that God may be able to provide an opportunity for us to go see Rebecca's family on a family trip. Obviously it's not easy. Being on the other side of the world, hard to collect funds to be able to do that. So it wasn't until towards the end of the novena, probably the last couple of weeks, I think I remember, that you know, I was struggling with my work, and I think I was ready to throw in the towel, and I think I was even making phone calls to go back on the tools, because currently I work in the sales side of my industry, in the painting side of things. Anyway, doors kept closing to go back on the tools. And I thought, something's going on. And I'm thinking, we're getting to the part of the end of the rose. We're going, nothing's happened. This is great. What's going on? Anyway, lo and behold, I just get this random phone call through one of the reps there, and he calls me and he says, "Hey mate, I've got a feeling. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've got a feeling you're not really happy where you are, right?" I went, And he goes, "I just know." He says, "I can see it in you." And I said, "No, it's rubbish." I just get the feeling that you're not happy where you are. And I went, "Oh," and I own up. And I said, I'm not happy. And he says, "Well, guess what? There's an opportunity here at another place. And I really want you to go and meet this guy. He really wants to meet you." I said, "What?" I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." Okay, no worries. So I actually, this is all in secret, I wasn't telling these other guys obviously, but when I went to meet this guy, I went with the intention that I wasn't going to take this job. So I was thinking, I'm not going to worry about it, I'm going back with the tools, forget it. And when I, anyway, cut a long story short, I went to this guy, I met him, and lo and behold, it was, I knew that this huge sense of peace just came to me. All the staff just greeted me with open arms. It was I've never experienced something like that in the workforce, never. And I just really felt, wow, that the owner there was so welcoming, and he said, "Mate, I think this is going to be a really good relationship, and I think you fit for the job and everything." And I just really felt, wow, that's incredible, you know. And that was just a random phone call, just out of the blue. And for the fact that he said, "I create the feeling that you're not really happy," and I'm looking up going, "Yeah." Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then the second, obviously with the homeschooling side of things, we prayed for that for a long time, throughout the year actually, but particularly we really dedicated it throughout this novena. And at one stage there, Rebecca even said to me, "Oh, did you tell me after when you got given the thing? Was it after or was it before?" I was after. So Rebecca didn't tell me this, but anyway, so at the end of the novena, Rebecca said, "Could someone give me a white rose? Because that white rose has a significance to us." That's another story together. But so anyway, we went to visit this person's house, and lo and behold, that this particular person just randomly, we just happened to stand at the front, and he went to the bush and he grabbed it and he says, "Oh, this is for you, my dear."
And that's how it goes when you're in the Holy Spirit, brother.
It's a bit surreal, really. Like, it's a bit like, "Okay, all right, well, I'm surely." I don't know how to teach maths, but I'll give it a go. Yeah. How do you do fractions again? What's the go here? Oh, gosh. Anyway, but my wife, she's smart, so she should be good. that's fair. That's how the story goes. And obviously for the trip to see the family, doors are actually open. Glory to God. So obviously that's all that there, but December last year, I started to feel quite a strong prompting from the Lord in regards to going back to this novena again. I went, "Oh, well, that's a big, commitment, you know, and I feel like do it again, you know what I mean?" Yes, for me.
Blimey.
But Anne
talked 365 days.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, that's right. Don't disturb her.
Is that a rosary
day?
Is that what you're saying?
It is, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, you're going to love it, mate. You're going to love it. I'll be honest. We're not ones to consistently pray the rosary. We're not. We, Mum made us do it every night when we were kids. Bless your heart. Solid.
Good
mum. I'm going to be in trouble, this would be great. So anyway, but look, guys, for some reason, it's, I don't know what God's doing, but it's quite a strong prompting, and it was something that I kept putting aside for a while, and I said, yeah, I'm not doing another 54 days. But it got stronger and stronger, and I said to Rebecca one night, I said, darling, I think, I really feel that the Lord's asking us to do it. And I said, I'm trying to think of what it is, and I'm yet to confirm it. And then it came up that, obviously, you know how our society is really, we're becoming more and more of a secular society in this country, unfortunately. And it kept coming to mind that, you know, pray for Australia, pray for your country.
It's in Jeremiah as well.
Is it?
Pray for the country or place that you're in, because on that your thriving depends, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Definitely, it's in Jeremiah.
Okay. So pray for your country. And I said to Becca, oh yeah, we'll pray together as a family. We'll do that. So basically, the prayer intention is to pray for Australia that people will start turning back to God. It's a big miracle, I know that, but anything's possible with God. And then I started sharing with Mum and then the Reeds and family and that, and then they were all saying, oh, we'll do it too. We'll get on it too. And I went, oh, okay. So then it sat with me a little bit more, and then I said to Beck, oh, maybe I should speak to Muzz about this, you know, just tell him what I've been thinking. And then that's when, as you said, like, this is something that we believe that the Lord might be calling all of us to do. And obviously this is something that we can spread to as many people as possible. I know there's quite a lot of people over east who have already said they'll do it and they'll commit to it, and I think even there might be a discussion to get the DOJs in the east to do it as well, is that right? Yep. So that might be happening as well. I don't know, like, it just seems like that things aren't really getting...
Jeremiah 29, verse 7.
There you go. Look it up, guys.
Pray for the prosperity of the city to which I have sent you, for honest prosperity, more prosperous and more successful it is thereof, you will be.
There you go.
And I'm trying to shut up for a
second. That's all right. Sorry, I don't want anyone to say it. I'm easy like that. But I don't know if you have kind of noticed, but ever since, I think it was the end of 2017 when our marriage laws changed, that people now say that the same-sex couples is now okay, that everything, all that sort of things is legal, but then soon after that, all of a sudden full-term abortion being legalised and euthanasia in this country is being fully. So it's going to keep going and going and going. It's not getting any easier, guys. And I think I kind of feel like very slowly but surely beneath this, our religious freedoms might be slowly being taken away as well. It's pretty serious. Like, I'm not saying, I certainly don't live out my days going, oh no, this is terrible. But I just, you know, I put my full trust in the Lord, and we're meant to live our lives in peace and with joy, and there's all the more reason for that we have each other to bounce on. That's, you know, it's a beautiful thing to have. But a lot of people don't have that and don't understand that, or wouldn't even, you know. I just, through this particular rosary novena, obviously as well, Our Lady Help of Christians is a patron saint of this country too. And praying the rosary through her intercession also for us. It is a commitment, guys. It's 54 days. But you know what? It actually lines up, what I was discussing with Mars, and it'll actually line up in time for Lent. The way we're kind of...
Just a random question. When did you do it with your family? Like, did you do it in the morning? Did you do it in the evening?
At different times.
Okay.
at different times, yeah. I mean, there was even times where we forgot to do it and we were like, it's 11 o'clock, get on to it, you know. Let me go to bed, you know, it's true. You know, and you'd be sitting there, you'd be praying, and you'd go, oh, yeah, praying about a naked, you know. Like, yeah, it's bummed on you. But, you know what? You just do it. You know, it's a bit of toughening up for us, I guess, in other words, in our prayer life. But I know for a fact that as we were doing this every day, that there was more of a peaceful presence in our home, that I do know. And that, you know, our patience with the kids was more tolerable. Even Rebecca and I, we were a lot closer to each other and things like that, and the communication was a lot more clearer in the house. But when we stopped doing it, we just noticed that, those things started coming back, less patience with the kids, you know. All those things would just get to you very quickly, because we stopped doing it after this. We thought, we've done it, now I don't have to keep But I think in this, I strongly encourage it, guys. Obviously, I must say there, you know, you don't feel like, we're not saying that you've got to do it, but it's, I wouldn't be up here standing and sharing this with you guys, but if you feel like the Lord was really calling you to do it. And I think we're really sort of, it's almost to the point where, yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, go on.
I'm a mum, first of all, prayer watch is very encouraging for the person before me.
Yeah. Doing this, the I think the prayer intention is to pray for our country, hopefully as many souls as possible would start turning back to the Lord, you know. And I think we kind of need that.
Are you praying the whole
of
Mysteries mystery?
So, no, good question. So, the Illuminous Mysteries isn't included in this because when this particular Rosary Novena was made, it was only. He's feeling relief now. No, but honestly, 20 minutes without interruptions, that's how long it should take.
So that's just
So when you start this novena, you start with the joyful.
Right.
Okay? And then it's sorrowful and glorious, back to joyful. So I'll discuss this further with Mars. We might even get things printed off, hand them out, or we can. Electronically, yeah, that's the way we'll do it. So the Illuminous isn't included. So the idea as well is also praying this novena, have a special intentions amongst yourselves as well, and for your families too. Okay. But together, all of us, pray for Australia. And even I think something Annabelle was just we were saying this morning how we need to pray for the souls of Australia. Yeah. So, yeah. There you go.
Did you finish it?
We did. We did.
And now they're doing another.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you up. Get on your mum. Well, she's raring to go, look at her. Get on your mum. That's honestly, because I kind of feel like we're at a stage at the moment where I think maybe we can, physically and with our gifts we can go out and we can evangelize and we can be that witness, and hopefully you pray that rubs off onto that person. But I think there does come to a point in time where we really just need to band together, get on our knees and pray.
Amen.
And just pray for this country, because it's not getting any easier. Yeah, but I think just on that as well, I was going to get Mum, she wanted to come up and share something. Didn't you?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something.
Yeah, righty-o. So I handed her Mum.
Sorry, I'll be really quick. No, I am, I'm very quick. Oh gosh. In 2018, as you know, I was separated and all that sort of stuff. But in 2018, our Lord gave me a image, you would say, of, it was a gathering, it was at Central, of Des and I at the altar, taking our vows in front of the priest, the marriage. And all of a sudden, the priest turned into God the Father. And that really affected me, because I thought, the absolute and utter, what's the word I would say, importance he takes on the covenant of marriage. And then, not long after that, I had a dream of Des in a park bench somewhere, crying and bent over and all that sort of stuff. So compassion came into my heart. For many years I prayed for him, I did. But I thought, no, it's time, Lord. My children, he hadn't had contact with my children for 10 years. Yeah, it was tragic. Our Lord stripped him completely of everything. But still prayed for him. But anyway, long and short of it was that, and I'm going to be very honest here, my children have forgiven me, but my older two boys, Ryan and Michael, were not there. And Ryan especially, my older son suffers from mental illness, so everything is probably much worse than it is, and he never ever said a kind word about Des, whereas Michael would always say Dad or something like that, but Ryan was all the profanities under the sun for many years, so I endured that and all that sort of stuff. But I place the absolute importance to my children that they must forgive. It's imperative that you forgive. So they all assured me of that, except my oldest son. So I said to our Lord, seriously, you're going to have to do something in him because it's going to need a miracle, seriously. And this one too. Sorry. Anyway, so my sister, anyone who knows me knows that I love Our Lady to death and I love the rosary and all that. And my sisters are all the same. So she put me onto the 54-day novena, and I said, yeah, that's fine, I'll do it. And my intention was that all my children, especially my older two sons, would reconcile with their father, because I didn't want Satan to win. And I dig my heels in. When God puts something on my heart, or a person or anything, I dig my heels in and I pray like a maniac until settled. So, did the novena, and it was the next day. Ryan came out of his bedroom, and my eldest son, because of his illness, spends most of the time in his room. And he came out, was in the kitchen, and he said, "Oh, Mum, remember when Dad did blah blah blah?" And I swear I nearly dropped dead. And I said to our lady, "Did you hear that?" She said yes. That's all I got was yes. I went, my goodness. I was so overjoyed. I think I'm chilling all my Byron and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, and I said to Mike, it was before the end of 2000, and what are we in 2018? I said, Mike, I think it's time, you know? Because I had this strong desire that the kids had to reconcile with him. So I said, Mike, it's time, you know? I said, if your kids need to know your grandfather, so. And I said, I think the man, poor man's paid for his sins. And so Mike goes, yeah, Mum, yeah, Sorry, Mike. And then it just got, and then every time Ryan, he was the hardest one to crack, so every time he would talk about him, he was dad. Oh, Lord, this is just too much, I can't handle it. So, and then I said to Loz, can't remember if I said it to Mike, I want your father to spend Christmas with us this year. It grieved me that that poor man would spend Christmas on his own every year. I said, it's time, you know? And so, and then Ryan came out one day and he said, Mum, would you be okay if Dad came and spent Christmas with us? So, I'm telling you, the power of that novena is enormous. And now Ness fits in like a glove and comes to all the family functions and all that sort of stuff. And it's all good, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it's great.
And even Mike came around. Yeah, you're right. No, Brian and Mike will ring their dad and then they reconciled, and that was really nice. But I'm just saying the power of this rosary is enormous. Australia needs it. If we don't get on our knees and pray for our country, I don't know what's, where we're going to be at. So we need to pray. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't in the pipeline to talk to the old man, to dad. I mean that with all respect. But it wasn't, yeah, it was one of, it was a long way off for me. And then when Mum told me that, I went, right, okay. So, yeah, it was a miracle. Oh, we already do it. We're just waiting for you to do it.
No.
Does someone else have their hand up?
Just
tell me,
kind of
divert
this when we pray
the rosary. I like kneeling
all the time.
Mm.
Some of us like sitting, which
I think. Yeah, sure.
But how do
you choose
the family
of Christ? Would you be able to sit? I think we sat most of the time, yeah. I think it might have been one or twice I got on my knees and I went, yeah, no, it's not working, better sit back. There was a few occasions where we did get the kids to pray with us. Yeah, we made that extra effort. It's not easy praying with the little ones because they can get distracted and... Wasn't all the time, but when we really tried to make the effort at different times. So the intention is that we would try and start this novena. I think, what date was it, darling? To So if you start up on the 12th, 18th of February, then yeah, the idea is to finish on Holy Saturday, that Holy Week. Then we can do that.
This morning I was thinking about tithing with one of the, with Mark's word about praying the family. And I was thinking about how I'm praying with my sister. And you're talking about this novena, February 18th is her birthday. So thank you.
Okay, there you go. Miracles all around already. Haven't even started. Okay, so yeah. So it's the miraculous 54-day novena, started on the 18th of Feb, and we'll finish it on Holy Saturday. So, I think that's about it, Liz. Yeah. So.
Okay. So I thought it was up to Michael to see whether people would be enthusiastic about taking that on. But don't you reckon that today has just been extraordinary, our gathering today? You know, like not only do we have somebody kneel in front of us, I don't think I've ever seen that before, and say, she says it runs on my head again, but to honour the spirit within us, right? But then twice, we have to bring the kids in. Can you believe how hard that is? Bring kids in and pray with them as a family. And then we have Michael sharing with us an encouragement to actually bring a family time of prayer for Australia.
And Rosary Our Lady.
And through the Rosary, absolutely.
You cannot,
yeah. So my encouragement to everybody is that we've got 18 or so days, actually a bit more than that, about 23 days to get ourselves ready. For those people who would like to come on board, I thought maybe just to be able to communicate with one another, we could do like an electronic group chat or something like that, where we can put up, you know, today's intentions are, and we just pray for it. So if you want to do that, we've got plenty of time to get that sorted, so we'll do something around that just to be able to communicate with one another, those who are involved in the strategy. But I will add this, that week, the 18th, is also the start of the Life in the Spirit Centre. And if we're praying for our country so that hearts will be turned back to God, we spoke today about the fact that not only is it the spiritual that's required, but it's actually also the physical that's required. And so I think we need to be putting into action the physical side of evangelisation. Not just praying, and hopefully we're going to be dedicated to prayer during that whole 54 days, but are we going to actively be involved in evangelising people around us? Encouraging them, inviting them, getting them over for dinner, maybe inviting them to the Life in the Spirit seminar. You know, whatever it is, we have something like 23 days or so to get ourselves attuned to praying for Australia as a country and as a nation, but also for the Australians who are yet to know God in our locality. So an encouragement there for us. So thanks everybody for being here on what is a public holiday weekend, and it's really great that you've come and celebrated together. Mark just wants to say one last thing.
Just where are we thinking of having the Life in the Spirit? Are we
this one would probably be Joondalup. Yeah, at the chapel.
And what are we doing? Wednesday?
It would be Thursday, I think. Yeah, Thursday. The next one coming, so the second round, we may look at doing that within a parish context. Okay. All right. So God bless you, everybody, and happy Australia Day.